We are blessed this morning as Kathy and I have had a couple of our friends show up and just to be with us, and that is always a great honor and a thrill for us. And so we are going to worship the Lord together. Amen. I've titled the message this morning, Making Changes for the New Year. Every year as we approach the end of the year, end of one year, and we begin to pray that the new year, that with the new year would come the blessings of God. Amen. This morning we end 2022 and we begin 2023, right? 2022 was a challenge for a lot, and it seemed like it was a challenge for churches that has kind of continued on since the whole COVID crisis. It's continued to be somewhat of a challenge. And yet at the same time, we have all seen incredible blessings through it. We've seen how the Lord has moved. Individually, we have seen struggles. I mentioned some of them this morning with some of our own people with the Buckleys and what they've gone through. And there's a number of the others you've gone through. Incredible struggles. So here we are as we start a new year. And so we have to ask ourselves, what does God want to do in this new year? Amen? How many of you are big New Year's resolution people? I cannot raise my hand because I am not. I don't have any problem with you if you are. But I found it interesting that there's actually a whole row of statistics of how long New Year's resolutions actually last. And, you know, it's like 80% of them go away by the time that you hit the end of January. And then, you know, the next 10% by the time you're halfway through February, and by the time February comes to an end, they're almost completely gone. So it is just not really a reliable way to look at things and think that you're going to change them. What we're hoping to do is we are passing on a blessing that we will see answers to people's prayers, to our prayers, right? As we go into the new year, the hope that we have is not based on what this life has and what we are doing, but what God can do in this life. Amen? And we have to get that right. Again and again, we have to tell ourselves. Every year, people stay up after midnight to see the old year out and the new year in. And I read a funny little saying that said, pessimists stay up to make sure the old year leaves, if you're a pessimist. And an optimist stays up to see the new year in, right? But here's something to think about. That is this: if nothing changes, nothing different will happen. If you do not have a plan for the new year will fast become the old year, and you'll be in the same spot next year. Amen? The great theologian Oprah Winfrey says, cheers to the new year and another chance to get it right. And I have to say that I kind of agree with her there, in that every year we have an opportunity to say, you know what, that year wasn't so good in some aspects, and I have a new year to try to get it right with the Lord. Amen? So in that way, I kind of agree with her. Every year, people move out of state, they change their jobs, they make a lot of resolutions, make promises to themselves and to others, and by the end of January, they're in the same funk that they were in at the end of December, right? The reason why? Because nothing has changed. They do the same things that they had been doing, the same old way, expecting somehow that something will change. We all know, we've heard it said, right? What is that called? When we keep on doing what we've always been doing, expecting a different result, what do they call that? Insanity, right? Insanity. Well, here's what I want us to see this morning. That is, first, that some things need to be retained. Second, some things need to be removed. And third, some things need to be remembered. Wisdom is knowing what to do with each of these things in our lives. God and His Word never changes, right? Scripture tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He means what He says, right? And He says what He does. So for us to look at the new year, we have to look at our lives and see where we are at and what or who we are putting our faith in, and are we willing to make the necessary changes that will put us in a right relationship with God. A few years back, it's probably been 5 or 6 years back, there was a something in my life that I would get frustrated with and upset about, and that is my personal time with the Lord. I would go along, and for a month it would go great. And then you'd have something happen in the schedule, and it blew the schedule where I normally would have my devotions and my time with God, and it would get blown, and then there'd be a week or so of where it wasn't right, and then I'd have to kind of, you know, pull it back. And I would always get frustrated with that. Because I knew that as a pastor, that my time in preparing a sermon should not be my devotional time, but that I should be spending time with the Lord on a personal level all the time. And so that was that wrestling match. And finally, a few years back, I said, all right. I said, I'm going to have to do something different. I'm going to have to do something that I have never done before. And so I decided that what I would do is before I would do anything else every day, I would have my time with the Lord. And you know what? It's worked. It's worked. There's been times, believe me, I've gotten that phone call, you know, or I'm needed somewhere or whatever, where I was tempted to sort of, you know, go on. But those are the kinds of things that used to happen. It never was bad things. How many of you know that some of those things do not happen because of bad things? They happen because of good things too, right? And so, but I can tell you, now that I've done it and it's become habit, it's that. I mean, it's always there, and I'm always doing it. It's always the same. I always take that time to be with the Lord every morning and start the day that way. And I'm not saying that that's the time that is like the holy time and that you have to do that, but I'm saying that I had to make the change. I am the one who had to put something and say, okay, God, I'm tired of this. I have to do this. And so I did that. And it's much like that with anything in our lives. A believer looking to the future is going to be different than a non-believer. The believer should be looking at it through the eyes of faith that God knows the plan that He has for us, right? Isn't that what Jeremiah says? He knows the plans that He has for us. Then those plans are to give us a hope and a future, right? Isn't that what it says? Jeremiah 29:11. So a believer looks to the new year with the truth that he does not have to do it alone. That God Himself will dwell within you and that He will help you. A non-believer is forced to look at the year through the eyes of their own accomplishments or whatever that they trust in. We have God. Amen? So it is something that we don't need to trust in our own abilities. So the question is, who are you putting your faith in? We have to do a little bit of a checklist to see which eyes we're looking through as we approach the new year. Will you allow the Lord to be Lord in your life? Sometimes, you know, even after we receive Jesus as our Savior, we're hesitant to let the Lord really be Lord of our life and allow Him to have the steering wheel, so to speak, right? Will we be obedient to God's Word, or will we want to do things our own way? The third question is, will we trust God, or will we put our trust in our own abilities, our own accomplishments, it doesn't work, does it? How we answer these questions will determine what we retain in our life, what we remove from our lives, and what we hold dear or remember in those times. So let's, for a moment, look at the new year as believers and what we can expect. The verse I referred to, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Do you really believe that? Do you believe that he wants to do that for you? Amen? It's okay to talk to yourself. And when you doubt and stuff, to read these kinds of scriptures and say, "Lord, you know what? I believe you, but help me to overcome my unbelief." Amen? Overcome your doubt. And say, "God, I want to live in that. I want to know that you have plans to prosper me and not to harm me. You have plans to give me a hope and a future." Because that is what will change your life. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5:17 gives us one of the foundational scriptures as Christians. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here." Amen? If you're in Christ, and you're a new creation, you're his creation. And he has made you and placed you here for such a time as this. Amen? For the year 2023, he has placed you here for a time like this. Proverbs 3:5-6, "Say, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." Amen? That thing is just filled with gold. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. There is so much there. That is such a foundational verse for a believer to have. And this is why I believe, too, in the importance of scripture memorization. These kinds of things, these kinds of memories, we learned. I'm so grateful that the couple that discipled Kathy and I, they taught us, in fact, through discipling us, they taught us to memorize scripture. And you know that those scriptures, many of these were these base scriptures right here. We still remember them today. No problem. I mean, they're just there. Doubt arises. Guess what the first thing that comes back when the Spirit takes over? Those verses. They're the foundation. They're your firm foundation. They're not just a foundation. They're the firm foundation that will not be moved. Amen? If you are in Christ, he desires for us to get a fresh start. If we need it, he offers fresh starts, jump starts, any kind of starts you need, right? It's full of grace and mercy. The songs we sang this morning were so full of the characteristics of God. Amen? Every one of them just talking about his amazing grace and how it still amazes me. Does it still amaze you? Amen? Sometimes it just makes me just be in awe of who he is when I realize how much is wrong and how much is upside down and all around us, but God does not give up on his people. Amen? Aren't you glad for that? As new creations in him, we are offered the tremendous fact that our past does not rule what the future will be. Aren't you glad for that? Aren't you glad that when you ask Christ into your heart, he forgave you, that your past was wiped clean? Aren't you glad for that? What an awesome thing. He wiped it clean. Oh, we still remember it. And man, the accuser remembers it. doesn't he? Our enemy, the accuser. That's what he's called, the accuser of the brethren. You could say the accuser of the believers. So things, old things that were in your life, when he brings them up, you just tell him, listen, that's under the blood. It's under the blood. It's been taken care of. Amen? Trusting in the Lord can sometimes be hard, not because he doesn't want to help us, but because we don't want to let go of things easily, right? Even bad and sometimes harmful things. But here we go. Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. That's what he says he's doing for us. Amen? There was a song by Elevation Worship. It's called Do It Again. And I know most of you have heard this song. At the end of the service, you're going to hear it as well. But the words, I love the words, because I think sometimes when it's good music and we've heard it so many times, sometimes we don't listen to the words and what the words say. The words say this: walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is thy faithfulness. I am still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. That's a big one, isn't it? We've all been there. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your attitude will determine your outcome. Amen? Your attitude will determine your outcome. Where you place your faith will be where you draw your strength from. Most people carry the same old habits and baggage into the new year. So let me ask you a question. With all the resources of heaven, do you think that God can change your life? Amen? He can. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. God can change your life. The only resolution I want to make this year is that I will serve God more and draw closer to Him than ever before. God grant that prayer request, and you know what? He will. All you got to do is just keep coming to Him. He will grant that request. I know He will. He delights in answering the prayers of His children. Amen? I do not want the next year to just be another year. I don't want 2023 to just be another 2022. But I want it to be the best year yet in the Lord. Amen? I want to see God do some amazing things, not only in our lives, but in the lives of His whole church family. I want to see what God has in store. Amen? Can you imagine if we could just get ourselves out of the mindset of our culture and just see God and say, God, I want to see what you can do. Because He is able. Listen, He's done so much all over, and He is doing incredible things all over the universe. He can do it right here. Amen? Amen. If you're looking for joy through this life, I'm sorry to tell you, you're looking in the wrong place. This life will only produce what circumstances can produce. True joy comes from the Lord. Amen? How about peace? If you're looking for peace, the only peace that I've come to know that I can rely on is the peace that comes from God. Amen? Hope, looking for hope? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust, right, the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Just like the ending of one year and the starting of another, those who are in Christ should be leaving some of the old ways behind and trusting God to make changes in our lives. Amen? Very quickly, I said that we have to retain some things, remove some things, and remember some things. So I just kind of want to walk through those. First is the things that we need to retain. We as believers are to hold on to the things that God has given us, that He has ordained for our lives, and stand on His promises, right? All of those things, we have to retain those things. In Paul's final exhortation to the church in Philippi, talking about God's joy in our life and not being anxious for things that are out of our control, he says we are to retain our relationship with the Lord above all else. We are to have fellowship with believers. This is something that is probably the starkest change in our culture. If you see all across the country, I was reading a statistic here in the last year. George Barna does these statistics and how many churches close every month. It's staggering. Even when you consider how many new churches are started, we're not replacing them. We are fast, our country is fast becoming Europe 40 and 50 years ago. But we don't have to be a part of that, right? Amen? We can stand in the Lord and do as He has wanted us to do. We can retain what He wanted us to do. Philippians 4:8, where he's talking about it, says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Something to remember. Amen? Hold on to everything that God gives you. Hold on to the passion of God. Compassion for each other. Showing kindness with sincere hearts. So, that's some of the things that we need to retain. Second, the things that need to be removed. While we hold on to the things that God gives us, we also have to get rid of the things that take us away from the things of God. Sometimes even good things in abundance, right? Or abused, good things abused cause us to lose focus and to take us off track with God. Ephesians 4:3 says this, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. We live in a very angry culture, don't we? Very angry. If you don't agree with me, I'm just going to cancel you out. It's going to get rid of you. That's the mindset of the culture. We're no longer allowed to have differing views. You either believe one or you're going to get shut out. But God says, bitterness, rage, anger, fighting, slander, those are improper living. It's doing anything known to be malice, is doing anything known to be evil. Remember, by definition, it is what the Lord would want us to get rid of out of our life. With God's help, there are some things that we need to get rid of. Some more of those kinds of things, false doctrines, philosophies that go against God's very nature, foolish demands on yourself and on others, filthy communication. If any of these things are in your life, He desires to remove them. We do not clean ourselves. I would hope we've all discovered that by now, right? Not easy for us to try to clean ourselves. We've all heard it, well, you know, I got to get some things right in my life and then I'll come to church. Sorry, it's not going to happen. Right? You come and you let God undress your heart and clean your heart. Amen? And when we do, then all of a sudden we really experience what God's freedom is. Amen? So first we've seen the things that we ought to retain. Second, the things that ought to be removed. And third, there are things to be remembered. Remember the spiritual fullness that you have in Christ. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. So then, just as you have received Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Joshua tells us to build a memorial so that we do not forget what God has done. Amen? So that we do not forget what He has done for us. The silent times when God is quiet, those are some of the best times to remember what He has done. What do I mean by when He is quiet? All of us have prayed urgently, right? We've prayed and prayed, and it seems as though heaven is quiet and He's not hearing. Can I challenge you to look at it in a little bit of a different light? When heaven seems to be quiet, take a visit through the things that God has done, that God has changed, that God has done in your life. It'll change your perspective. Amen? Colossians 1:27, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Remember who you are in Christ. We've begun another year. Time does not slow down, and time has a way of making or breaking us, doesn't it? Sometimes we feel like we're just spinning tires. We're just going, 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 going. Let your prayer today be that whatever God has for you in 2023, you want it. Amen? I remember as a young believer, as I started to get to know the Scriptures, I had a lot of different voices. People were telling me, well, you should go this way or you should go that way. And you know, don't believe this. Those people believe that. And, you know, believe that. And I just came up to the conclusion early on, because I had been raised in a religious home, I just came up with a solution for it all very early on. I said, if the Bible says it, I believe it. I'm not going to take somebody else's word for it, but if the Bible says it, I believe it, and I'm going to trust in it. And you know what? It's worked out for me so far. I think any of us can. That is God's living word. Amen? You can't just go in there and take parts of it out and say that, well, you know, I don't think so. Religion of convenience is not what He said He would do. So take a moment and ask yourself, are there things in my life that the Lord would want out of my life? Are there things that I need to keep or bring back to life? And are there things that I need to remember? Take a trip down memory lane so that I can again praise God for all He's done. I'm going to ask you to stand with me this morning. And they're going to play this song. And as they play this song, I want to open the altars. And if you need to come, if you want us to pray with you for anything, I'm going to just give this time, and I want to just allow the Holy Spirit to minister as He would. Amen. Don't leave this morning feeling like you should have come and you didn't, but rather allow us to be able to pray with you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence, you've never failed me yet. I know the night won't last, your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me yet.
Father, we thank you this morning for your hand. We thank you, Lord God, that you are here with us. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, and how you move among us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that even as we come before you right now, that you're here with us. For your word assures us that wherever two or more are gathered in your name, that you are there with us. Father, what a promise that is. So we thank you for that. We ask, Lord God, this morning that you would show your way, show your promise, show your touches, Lord God, in each and every one of these, Lord, who have come, who have responded, Lord, and have said, Lord, yes, I want to be changed. I want to see a change or see a difference. Or, Lord, I am making the mark today, this first day of this new year. And I'm saying, Lord Jesus, have your way. Lord Jesus, have your will and way. Whatever it is, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Amen.